Welcome to the Madison County Milk House. I'm Samantha Field, the Public Information Officer for Madison County. And joining me today, we have Tisha Cook, the Director of Community Mental Health Services here at Madison County. How are you, Tisha?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming back on the Milk House. I thought we should check back in. It's been almost a year since we've checked in with you. And yeah. I wanted to, you know, I always like to bring you in to just let people know a little bit about, you know, the mental health services that we have here at the county. And also, you've had a busy year.
Mm-hmm. We have had a busy year. There's been a lot going on.
We're going to get in a little into that, but just, you know, could you tell us a little bit about the mental health department and the mental health clinic here at, in Madison County?
Sure. So we're located here on the county complex, and we have about 15 therapists, some clinical supervisors. We have some psychiatric nurse practitioners, nurses. We do jail services. And all in all, we have about 1,800 clients that see us, which I think people are typically surprised when they yes. hear how many people come there, because I don't know. I think you just think like, oh, you know, a couple hundred clients or something. But we really do see a lot of people. And then we also have several school satellite sites, which I'm sure we'll get into.
Yes. And so, you know, you say that we have the clinic here on campus, but I mean, you guys can do appointments many different ways.
Yes, that is true. So we do in-person therapy appointments. We can do phone. We can do video. We can do whatever is best for the client. And then obviously the therapist clinically has to kind of weigh in for appropriateness. So, you know, if sometimes people don't have access to video or don't have access to a phone, then obviously in person is best. But it has really helped engage people and keep them connected to our services, where in the past maybe they would have fallen off due to like transportation issues or that type of thing. The telehealth has really kept them connected.
And we've talked about this before, but you know, like I feel like in the past few years, you know, mental health is starting to get less and less that stigma that it used to have of like, I don't need that. You know, mm-hmm. I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. I was like, maybe you should just talk to somebody because mm-hmm. he has a lot going on. He's like, well, I don't need a therapist just telling me like, you know, it's rooted in X, Y, and Z. I go, no, they're just somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
I'm like, I talk to somebody on a weekly basis. And right. it's just like, I'm like, are you ready for me? I'm like, hold on. Here I am.
Buckle up.
And he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, it's just nice to talk to somebody. Yeah. And he's like, maybe I'll do that. I go, I think you should. So if you are thinking about it or you need it, Madison County Mental Health is there for you.
Yeah.
You guys, your phone number is available 24/7. You have a crisis yep. line.
Yes, we do. And you can either go to our website or call our main number at 366-2327, and we can let you know how to establish services if you're a new person looking to get started with us. And we make the process pretty easy. So we want people to be able to access services whenever they're ready.
It's really easy. You just give them a call, and I mean, usually there's somebody right there, or they'll mm-hmm. call you right back. It's yeah. great. So you alluded to it, but you also have school-based clinics, mm-hmm. and those started in the 2022-2023, I dated myself, mm-hmm. School year. So this is the second year of those school yep. clinics. Tell us a little bit about how those have grown. How did they do?
Yep.
What's going on with those?
So I think when I was here a year ago, we had just started. So we were in the Cazenovia School District, Chittenango, and Hamilton. And we had basically one person in Cazenovia, one person in Hamilton, and then two people at Chittenango. And really by the end of the 2022-23 school year, what we found was our services were really being utilized to the point that both Cazenovia and Chittenango added another person for this school year. So I just ran a report for 2023. So from January of 2023 to December, I think they served almost 500 kids, all of wow. our school staff, which is crazy because they were mostly all new clients. Sometimes some clinic clients got transferred to the school if there were transportation difficulties. But for the most part, those are all new kids who were never getting services before we were established. So that is very exciting.
It is.
And so for this school year, 23-24, we added staff at Chittenango and Caz, and then we added Morrisville, where we have one person. So now we're in Morrisville, Caz, Chittenango, and Hamilton, and then we hope to get established ideally sometime this school year in Canastota. So we're just growing so much in the school satellite, so it's really exciting.
That is exciting, and it's nice, I think, that you know, those services are right there during the school day. That's when a lot of kids are, you know, the stressors are happening, you know, between school and classmates and whatever might be happening at home. So it's nice that you have that ability, and the schools actually recognize that the service is available and it's needed.
It's been going really well, and the kids, I think, like you said, really like to have that kind of private time to be able to talk to their therapist. But we still do work with the parents and factor them into the treatment and make sure that they're still involved, because that's important too, to have the parents be involved.
Right. Having, you know, services all around, no matter where you're at. So you're here on the county campus, you're by a phone, you're at the schools, and now you're also you're bringing in Helio Health for a pilot program here. And tell us a little bit about what that's going to be.
Sure. So Helio Health is a primarily substance abuse based program out of Syracuse, but they do some behavioral, they do some mental health, and they do some housing. And probably about a year and a half ago, they had written a grant for a mobile medication unit for Madison County. Medication assisted treatment is for people who struggle with opioids, and in this county, we don't have what's called a MAT program. We have a provider who does some forms of medication assisted treatment, but not all the forms. And so what this grant does is bring a mobile unit right to the county and allow people to get their treatment here in Wamsville and not have to go to like Syracuse or Utica. Historically, if the state were to give us statistics on where people in this county were getting substance abuse treatment, like 95% go out of county to get that treatment. So it's really significant that finally we're going to be able to access MAT treatment here locally. And so we're waiting for the final approvals, but the plan is to have this mobile unit set up right on the county complex in the DSS parking lot, and they're going to be here every day from about 6 a.m. to noon. People can come report there, see a therapist, get their medication. There's nursing, there's peer support services, and then they can go off to work or school or whatever it is they're doing and not have to commute to Syracuse or Utica to get that treatment. So we're really excited about that starting.
It makes it more accessible for people, definitely, especially those who are, you know, they're just trying to get the pieces put back together, and having to travel that long distance, it's always another hurdle that we have to face. So bringing it here and making it that accessible is so great. So we're excited for that to come.
Definitely.
And we will keep people posted when it's actually happening. It's coming, I promise. And you touched on it, you know, opioids are, we have a big issue in our country, in our communities with opioids, and you know, it's, I think people have a stigma that it's, you know, just somebody who doesn't do anything, but it could be anybody, honestly. And with Helio Health, you'll be bringing this mobile medication unit here. But last year, we also received opioid settlement money. And people may have heard about the opioid settlement monies or the lawsuits that were going on nationally. And we've decided to do some great programs with that money. But can you touch on kind of what that settlement money is and what the process was a little bit?
So, as you mentioned, the opioid settlement funding came out of the lawsuits that were filed against the manufacturers of the opioid medicine that led to so many people getting addicted and dying. And so through this process, basically the federal folks and the state folks determined counties were going to get a certain amount of money, and some of that had to be specifically used for programs and related services kind of related to people who might struggle with that issue. And so here in Madison County, we did a process starting probably about a year ago. We did a round of RFPs. We first did an internal round and county departments could apply, and then we did an external. And it, the first round of external was pretty general, and so we just said, what do people want to do? And through that round, we funded a program with Bridges, which is a prevention program here in Madison County, and they did some things related to training and resources for, you know, Narcan and things like that. And so then we really felt that there needed to be a focus on housing because, you know, a lot of places have housing shortages and things like that, but we had really never done a needs assessment to see what was needed. Mm-hmm. So we had gone through a process of doing a needs assessment related to housing, and then we released another round of RFP specific to housing programs. And so from that, we got some pretty unique programs that we're using the fund, the opioid settlement funding for, if you wanted me to go through those.
Quickly. Yeah, I think these are such creative ideas, and you know, we always get asked, well, why does Madison County not have a shelter?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and unfortunately, you know, I don't like the term, but tent cities are being used more and more, especially in the city of Oneida. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing a growth in homelessness, and I think we do have a housing problem, you know, not necessarily affordability, but also, you know, we do have a shortage of affordable housing here in Madison County. So these are some great ideas. So tell us a little bit about the programs.
Yeah, we were really excited because we were really crossing our fingers for some creativity, and that's what we got. So one of the programs, one of the contracts we have is with Stoneleigh Housing, and they had an idea which was a landlord repair fund. So basically, if there's damage beyond the normal wear and tear, and it's a landlord that takes kind of a vulnerable population, they can apply to this program through Stoneleigh, and Stoneleigh will come and do inspections and that type of thing, and then pay for the repairs that normally the landlord would have to pay out of their own pocket for. And a lot of times, if the landlord has had a vulnerable person in there and they damage the property, then that closes the door and they're just done kind mm-hmm. of serving a vulnerable population. But as part of this program, they have to continue to serve vulnerable people, which obviously increases access to the people that we're working with. So that they Stoneleigh basically manages it, does the repair, and then, you know, pays for it, and then the landlord can continue to work with a vulnerable population. So that's one. The second program we have is with Shenango Court Management. So Jake is the owner of this, and he is very passionate about affordable housing for folks. And he has this idea, which is basically he bought a trailer park, and there's some homes that need to be refurbished, and then he's bringing in new trailers. And this is for families. So all in all, it's probably going to serve 17 families. And what he does is he rehabs the homes into you know, much nicer and clean and that type of thing. And then all that the individuals in the homes have to do is pay for the lot fees, which is about, it's less than $500, between like $450 and $500. So then they own the property. So basically, not only is this giving families access, then they own the property, which is huge. So we started taking applications for this a couple of months ago. And we got flooded with probably, I don't know, 15 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing one a month just because it's kind of like labor intensive.
Right.
And so we have been, we have two families, I believe, that have been placed in those homes. So that's a pretty exciting one. And then the third one, which is just getting started, Community Action is doing a tiny homes program. So we're really excited about that.
Everybody loves tiny homes.
Everybody loves tiny homes. And you know, there's a case management piece of it that's going to go along with this. So this is, you know, there's people in our community maybe that can't have roommates or don't live well with people. And this will give those folks access to housing. So Community Action is just in the planning stages, trying to buy the property that they're going to build on, that type of thing. But we're really excited about that as well.
And I like the idea of, you know, the trailer homes and everything. It's also creating a sense of community.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those families are probably going through similar things,
right.
And you know, it's, you know, they have kids of different mm-hmm. ages and stuff. It'll, you know, create, you know, a sense of community in their own little neighborhood.
Right.
So I think that'll be great as well. And
I think so too.
I'm so glad we got such inventive ideas.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this is going to be great for our community. So Tisha's been busy.
Definitely.
And she's learned housing.
Yes.
Never thought you were going to have to.
Insurance requirements related to housing. You know, things I didn't think I needed to learn, but I do.
You're
now.
You're going to go get your real estate license.
Yeah, sure.
on top of everything else.
Yep.
So is there anything else you have going on?
I don't think so. I guess we did get a few grants, so we're looking forward to implementing them sometime in 2024. We got grants for all 10 of our school sites.
Oh, that's great.
And then we also got a grant related to our crisis workers. So just quickly, we have 2 full-time crisis workers, and they serve people in person or on the phone, or they go out into the community. And this is going to support some of their activities, because we don't bill for any of their activities, and they're going to be able to like go out with the police or maybe go to the hospital if needed, things like that. So we're just kind of in the planning stages of that, so we're excited about that too.
You have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And we thank you and all of the clinic staff for their services. And if you do need any mental health services, you know, crisis line, it is available 24/7. Yep. And what's that phone number again?
It's 366-2327, and you press 1 for crisis.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.